dedi. Yeah, I'm calling about, I want information how to obtain dispatch from an ambulance ride that I was in.
Okay, you want to obtain what?
Dispatch of, when I was in an ambulance ride before, and I was wondering if I can obtain, like, dispatch of what times I was picked up and this and that. Like, if you know, if I went a court or something and then I dispatch the time log and whatever happened at the ambulance.
Okay, so you want a copy of the report, then?
Not the patient care report. I want actual dispatch time from the computer that can never be destroyed. How do I obtain that? That has to be subpoenaed separately, or...?
Well, it would be on the report.
No, no, I want the computer, though. Because the reports, these aren't the right times, and I want the actual...
Okay, well, what is the address, then?
Excuse me?
What is the address that you were picked up from?
That was... Let me see... Address is Beacon Woods in Port Hudson.
Okay, what's the address, sir? Because we got my addresses here. I can't run it by your...
Oh, 12520 US 19, Hudson, Florida.
Okay, and what day was it?
December 28th.
Okay, for a motor vehicle accident?
Exactly.
Okay, the call, enter 911 at 0210 in 3 seconds. The call was dispatched. 210. And do you want the rescue at the engine time?
But I want to, like, how do I subpoena that information, like, from the computer? Because the patient care report, this is incorrect. These times aren't correct.
Okay, see, that's just it. The what happens is when it's dispatched, we press a button and it goes into the computer. That's dispatch responding time. And then when the unit gets to the hospital, because the patient was taken to be in it, they call us the times. The times that we give them are the times that we're reading from the computer.
What time would I be picked up then? And what time was I dropped off?
He got on scene at 2:16.
Uh-huh.
He went around the bayonet at 2:38. He got the bayonet at 2:40.
And how did you just pull that up just like that? I didn't tell you my name or anything, but you have all that information at hand?
I just ran the address, sir.
And that's the only time, any times everyone been at that address or something?
Yeah, well, speaking of that, 12520, we've been out there several times. To meet your intersection.
Oh. Well, because and how, do you guys deal with the police dispatch too, or who, is that a separate dispatch?
Fire rescue, sir. We just deal with ambulances and fire trucks. I don't have anything to do with law enforcement.
Oh.
911 calls and dispatch ambulances and fire trucks.
And this is the only kind of report there is, a patient care report? That's the only thing you're saying, that there's time on? There's not a way I can subpoena that computer and I can find out? Because these times are fabricated, and this is not the true times.
Okay, well, that's just the time that I'm telling you that when we went out there at 12:28:07.
You were actually out there, or are you just saying in general?
Well, in general.
Okay.
Okay, that's for that 12520, US 19 in Beacon Woods, on December 28, 2007, at 2:10 in the morning.
Yeah.
We received a call, and it looks like it was a selfie-initiated call.
It's a what?
Okay, it looks like what happened. Hold on a second. Can you put that, Murray? I have no idea who that was. Yep, I've got units talking in my ear. This is dispatch.
I got it.
We got the call at 2:10 in 3 seconds.
Yep.
Okay, and it was dispatched at 2:10 in 45 seconds. They were dispatched. They were responding at 2:11. On scene at 2:16, that was the engine. They went in service at 2:44. The rescue is out on scene at 2:16, transported to bayonet at 2:38. They got the bayonet at 2:40.
Alright.
And there is, you wouldn't have to subpoena it, sir. All you have to do is go to operations and request a copy of the report.
Yeah, I did this.
At the same time that we have here, because there are no other times.
No, but here's the thing. I did that, and when I went to see them, they stopped. There's like something on the computer, and I know they're changing the times and whatever, because there's a conflict with the times, what they're giving me and the time the FHP is giving me.
Well, FHP would be notified by the sheriff's officer. We wouldn't have any control over that. And it would obviously be a discrepancy there, because we would not get there as soon as we did.
All right.
But if I... later.
Okay, and here's another thing. Since you always go there, how come I was only a mile away from the hospital? Why would it take till like 2:40 to get there? Do you know that?
Why did it take you what? How long?
Like it took me till 2:40 to get to the hospital. It's from 2:17. They were at the patient, and then it says that destination at 2:40. And I was only a mile away. Do you know why? Because they didn't do anything to me.
2 minutes, sir.
What time?
They went en route to Bayonet at 02:38, and they got to Bayonet at 02:40.
Okay, so why from 2:17 to 2:38? What were they doing with the patient?
They were on feet.
Yeah, but what were they doing, though? They didn't do anything. They just put me on a stretcher and took off. I don't get it.
Well, they got on scene, and then they probably got their equipment to where you put in a stretcher.
Yeah.
Take your blood pressure. Did they put a CPR in you?
I don't know. I was knocked out, and they're lying. They're saying I was talking to them. See, none of them know I have a broken jaw. They're saying I was drinking, I was talking, and it's like they're all lying. And this is.
I wasn't on the scene.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm telling you what's going to happen. They had to get there. They got out of their vehicle. They got the stretcher. They got the backboard. They got the C-collar.
Yeah.
They took your blood pressure. They checked your eyes. They did your other vitals. They did a survey, what's called a primary and a secondary survey, looking for obvious signs of injury.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I don't know if you were in the vehicle or out of the vehicle. Did they have to get you out of the vehicle?
No, I was out of the vehicle. See, that's another thing. I was out of the vehicle, but now in the report it says I was in the vehicle. And this is, like, they're changing stuff on my report.
Oh, I don't think you changed it, sir. I think you just saw what, you wrote down what they saw.
No, okay, see, now you're trying, no, this is for a fact. I know I was out of the vehicle, ma'am.
Okay, well, see, I don't know because I wasn't there.
Okay.
One vehicle in the woods, heavy damage is what we got.
Yep.
That's all we got.
That's all it says?
Here. That narrative, sir, from what we got on the initial 911 call.
What does the narrative say?
I just told you, sir.
Exactly. Word for word, the narrative.
Engine 10 rescue on scene. One vehicle in the woods, heavy damage. Electrical pole down. They're pressed to the electric company. RE was notified. SO operator 71 was notified. I-19, north of the new Walmart, car into the woods, possible rollover, unknown injury.
Oh, is there a way you can send me a copy of this?
Sir, that would have been in the report that you would have gotten from operations.
No, ma'am. You just told me the information that they changed. Remember I said this is different. Their narrative is different. They did change it. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
That would have been it.
Nope.
I mean, that's the only one that we have for that day.
Yep. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, ma'am.
All right.
All right, bye.